Nolte, Stupid Democrat Laws Destroy Quality of Life in Once Quiet Bronx Neighborhood. By John Nolte on June 7, 2021. A suspected drug dealer and his threatening posse cannot be evicted from a Bronx home they're allegedly squatting in illegally. And so begins today's tale of Democrat voters getting exactly what they voted for. From the looks of it, the home in question, on 3059 Valentine Avenue in the Bronx, is located in an area so rabidly left-wing. In the most recent congressional election the Democrat won with, this is not a typo, 91% of the vote. So, yeah, lol. An alleged drug dealer and his cronies have hijacked a Bronx home and the squatters are now terrorizing a once quiet area with dope deals, prostitution, loud music and harassment of anyone who walks past their front porch, neighbors claim, the New York Post reported. I don't go to that corner. I'm scared, a resident described as terrified told the Post. They do everything over there. They sell drugs, they do prostitution. After allegedly breaking into the abandoned two-story building, the alleged squatters set up shop, somehow got Con Edison to turn on the electricity, and now hang out on the trash-strewn porch at all hours, smoking, catcalling and insulting pedestrians, blasting music from a large amplifier, and drag-racing motorcycles up and down the streets all night. They've created a lot of havoc on our block since they got here, another frightened resident told the Post. I suspect they're dealing drugs. I know they throw parties. They harass people. I've been harassed. I've been threatened. It gets better. So far there have been at least 9911 emergency calls made about the house but only one drug arrest. There have been 16,311 calls about noise and the like. And at least a dozen violations from the city sanitation department for failing to keep the place and sidewalks clean. At this point, anyone who's even a little sane is asking themselves, if they're living in a property that does not belong to them, why aren't the police arresting them for breaking and entering, for trespassing? And here's where it gets delicious. The police are handcuffed. By the time the break-in at Valentine Avenue was reported, the squatters had already been living there more than a month, and used the Con Ed account to establish proof of residency, according to a source. If somebody's been there more than 30 days, the police cannot remove them, leaving a landlord no choice but to go to housing court, veteran Bronx attorney Frank Lavero told the Post. And here's where it gets insane. New pandemic-inspired rules from Albany forced the property owners to give the squatters a COVID-19 hardship declaration form, records show. The form allows anyone facing an eviction to claim financial difficulties without having to prove it, and delays cases for months at a time, attorneys said. After 7 months, the property's rightful owners still don't have a court date. This is why wokeheartism is unsustainable. It can only lead to this kind of chaos and stupidity, which makes life miserable for everyday people. Certainly it will sustain in a neighborhood so demented they vote for wokeheartism by 90% and choose nonsense issues like Lucht Christofzeis and equity over basic quality of life issues, but overall? No. This cannot hold. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.